To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not ready.
Sky finger.
This is stupid.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
premium game.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
And it's all just a lot of harmless fun.
No jokes, no taunting.
How did this show stay so fresh?
Sky Finger Podcast.
Don't!
Hello and welcome to Sky Finger Podcast. I'm Richard Massara.
And I'm Kate McCabe.
And this, if you don't know, is episode 3 of the internet's most niche and delicious donut-y podcast.
It's higher than I can count, so we're already doing well.
Yep. Oh yeah, that's true. It is. We are whittling our way up the rankings. God, I've still got donut in my mouth, Kate.
Richard brought over some Homer Simpson style donuts today. It has really pleased me.
Are we allowed to promote the business I bought them from?
Yeah, well,
I think we should.
They're Krispy Kreme, You may be surprised that Krispy Kreme are available over here in the UK, but they did. They came over here about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and they've been
and have stolen our donut-y calorie-filled hearts.
It's part of our, sort of plan to sort of murder all British people.
Yep.
Is to just bring over KFC, Krispy Kreme, all these things. And notice that's kind of like a KKK thing.
You understand that
we're like, the worst.
This country invented deep fried.
Yeah.
I love it. I suddenly realized you mentioned the word KKK there.
I know. Krispy Kreme, Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's all K's, isn't it?
It is indeed. Well, this whole commercialization of American products in the world has really been your triumph of the will.
Thanks. You may have invented deep fried, but we perfected it. And then Scotland took it back.
Well, Scotland apparently are the ones who introduced it to America. It was Scottish immigrants in the South that took over the concept of deep frying.
America is not only a melting pot, it is a deep fat fryer.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. That's
how have you been, Kate?
I've been very well, thank you. Been looking forward to today's podcast. Maybe, I mean, not only to see you, obviously, and to talk about our favorite pastime.
And to munch on some donuts.
And to munch on some donuts, but to clink, clink, sample another cocktail.
Oh, yeah. So, what's the cocktail we have this week?
Well, one of the things we like to do here is we like to rate cocktails. So I have gone back to one of my favorite books, which is the PDT cocktail book, Please Don't Tell. And the one we're trying today is called a 212. And what it says here, the text in the book is, the founders of New York's contemporary cocktails found the perfect balance using Manhattan's historic telephone prefix, 212, as the proportions for this drink. And that's two parts of a reposada tequila, two parts of ruby red grapefruit juice, and one part Aperol, or Aperol, I don't know how you say it, Aperol? Aperol?
No, let's call the whole thing off.
Aperol.
Aperol.
Basically, it's like Campari, but different. And it's put into an iced glass, basically. You strain it into an iced glass. A little orange twist.
May I just say, delicious?
I have to agree.
Delicious.
This sort of bitter aperitif taste, coupled with the tequila and the grapefruit juice, if that's your palate, this is the drink for you. And I like that kind of stuff. I like this weird, bitter taste.
Yeah, I am a bit of a fan of something that has a tang to it.
It's a good brunch drink if you're sick of mimosas.
And have a serious drinking problem. Drinking cocktails for brunch.
Delicious.
Elevenses.
If you have a bottle of tequila on your shelf and you're like, what else can I do with tequila besides margaritas?
Yeah, this is a fantastic way to drink tequila because having worked in cocktail bars before, I have a slight aversion to tequila.
Okay, so it's going down okay.
Oh, no, it's going down fine. Yeah. It's neat tequila that gets me. It does not make me happy. It makes me spew.
Time to lick shots.
I know.
Out of 10?
And you should never do... No, it doesn't matter because I've completely forgot whether it's the salt or the lime you should never do. It's the salt. You don't need the salt.
Oh, I see. It's just the lime?
Yeah, just lick. Just drink and suck.
It's stupid anyway to sort of like... Because you have to make that little thing with your hand where it looks like you're going to make your hand talk. Like, oh, what do you say, senor hermana?
Do you have a drinking problem, senor? Why are we making our hands Spanish?
Hi, I'm going to pour salt right in your mouth. You stop accusing me of being an alcoholic. Lick, lick, salt, salt.
no, not this. I cannot spit because I lack an esophagus.
So yeah, so just the lime, just the lime.
It's good, yeah, just the lime. I'm liking it. So it's the 212. So
212.
This is the Azalea Banks of
it is
of cocktails. Again.
I would say if this is your palate, I would go as far to say if you like bitter aperitifs, I'd give this a 9.
You're giving this a 9 Flaming Moes.
Yeah, 9 Flaming Moes.
All right. The thing is, I like it. It's cold. It's refreshing. It tastes good, but there's a slight aftertaste to it, which I'm not 100% down with.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it an 8 Flaming Moes.
Okay. All right.
But
still
it's still very high.
Positive.
Very
positive
high.
Call Moes, I'm on my way.
But then again, after last week's debacle of just neat alcohol upon neat alcohol.
It's tough.
Shoved in your face like some sort of desperate
depression
era of mice and men character.
Desperate era Gil.
Yeah. Gil.
You gotta give Gil a break.
You gotta get me drunk.
Right now, Gil is my liver. Oh, please. You gotta give your liver a break.
So yeah, we should probably talk about that. Actually, we should.
Can I eat another bit of
donut? You have a bit of your donut. Uh-huh. Get a bit of your donut in your mouth. If anybody out there in the internet, dear listener, if you do not like mouth noises, mm-hmm. this is probably not going to be the podcast for you. I'm going to have to do so much popping correction on this, so many plosive correction. Get rid of your mouth noises. Honestly, it's going to sound like you and your wife on your anniversary.
Oh. I can't talk, my mouth is full.
That's what she said.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it was too close. I've got a present for you, Kate.
No.
Yeah, I've got a present for you.
Hmm.
I just need to faff around in my bag and find it. It's only a small present. I don't know if
you already gave me a donut.
Well, I know I did already give you a donut, but that was just the warm up. That was just, you know, grease the wheels, so to speak. I thought I'd wait for you to finish your mouthful before I give you your little gift.
Oh, my sweet Jesus. I can't believe you got this for me. I went online to look for it, and I was like, oh, it's kind of like collector's prices already. This guy... All right, what I have just been handed is something that Richard took a picture of in London. And I was like, oh my God, where is it? Because I thought if it was here in Manchester, I'd run out and buy it. It is the Lucy Lawless guest stars action figure. It is 25 Years of The Simpsons, The Greatest Guest Stars. And it's Lucy Lawless from the Halloween episode, The Collector. Oh, my God.
Come here, you. Xena needs Zex.
Here's the thing. Do I open it or not?
Ah, you see, there is the debate. There lies the debate. Maybe we should ask our dear listener what they think.
Historically, I have opened up my action figures, but I know that this already is kind of a worthy, you know... expenditure.
Well, to be fair, like when I did tweet the picture, the price was included in it, so you already know
that you spent you
that
know,
it was reduced
over a tenner, over a tenner though.
That it was reduced in Still, in the is, cinema store in London's
this is
delightful
more than
Covent
I've ever
Garden.
Done for you.
Well, the thing is, I saw it, and then like I tweeted the picture, and then you were really excited, and we've already discussed that very episode.
I can't believe I have this now. This is the best thing in this room now, including us.
Thanks. Jeez. There are so many good things in this room.
Okay, the other guest stars that are available in this action figure line are Britney Spears, Maggie Simpson, Mark Hamill, Tony Hawk, Roger Daltrey, John Entwistle, and Pete Townsend. That's pretty awesome, I gotta say. But I'd say Lucy Lawless is the best one. So amazing, because I'm a big Xena fan. Pod hug. Wait, Xena can't fly.
I told you, I'm not Xena. I'm Lucy Lawless.
That's so awesome. She's so badass.
Well, it couldn't stay in London.
You know what she needs to do? She needs to go on Orange is the New Black. That's where she needs to go now.
Indeed.
All right, so if you're listening to this podcast, please tell me, do I open this toy up and play with it like a normal adult?
Yeah.
Or do I keep it preserved in the packaging?
Tweet us at SkyFingerPod with hashtag Xena to open it because she'll burst out, or Lucy Lawless to
keep it packaged up.
Keep it packaged up.
Yeah. There you go. Those are the two things you got to do. Help me out, listeners.
At Skyfinger Pod. To open it, you just got to tweet us Xena. To keep it closed, tweet us Lucy Lawless.
Such a good name as well, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. Lucy Lawless. Oh. There's so many nice L repetitions in that. Lucy Lawless.
Badass.
Lawless. How's your Tapped Out playing been going?
My Tapped Out playing has been going well. We are just sort of, at this point when we're recording this, we're just kind of finished with the Easter sort of special chapters.
Yes.
The event.
The event. That's kind of been and gone. 20 donuts. Yeah. High five.
Nice. Got all the little tricks. You had to tap the bunny and then tap the Easter float.
Yeah. Well, I loved the way they went, ooh, and here's an Easter clue to how to... And then it just went, tap this character.
Yeah.
It didn't even disguise it. It was like, find the girl with the spiky hair. Like, just fucking say Lisa.
You're like, Bart? Is it Bart?
Is it Bart?
The girl, I said.
Well, he's voiced by a girl.
That's true. Scientologist at that.
Yeah, I've actually been playing a lot more because last podcast I was saying that I've...
Yeah, we were talking about the superhero one last time,
yeah.
And you had barely bothered your ass to get any of it. I got all of it.
Don't say that.
Except for all the premium items.
Yeah, well, I haven't been spending that many donuts. But I, this week, and we should talk about this now, because I have become a member, we have become a member of a Tapped Out forum. Online, so if you are within the sound of my voice, please go to www.tapped-out.co.uk and sign up, because there's a lovely little community on there. This guy was saying, like, that he'd, because they brought in the new premium box, haven't they?
Yeah, the new, which has sort of like new, sort of like a little more upscale prizes available in it.
A little more upscale prizes.
Instead of just pieces of fence.
Yes, instead of pieces
the
of fence.
The cheapest trees.
And he went on the forum and he was like, oh, I've won this and I've won this and I bought a premium box and then I won this. And I was kind of like, wow, you're a lucky duck, aren't you?
Mm.
And then I thought, well, sod it. I'm going to give it a go. I don't usually spend my donuts, but I'll give it a go, right? Yeah. I bought a premium box and I won a minnow pond.
Okay.
But then
once you do that, you're kind of addicted to the surprise.
Nice decoration. So I thought, all right, well, he obviously bought a few, so maybe I'll buy a few. Next one, 30 donuts. So I bought another one.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Got the blue-haired lawyer.
Which is an expensive character.
He's worth 90 donuts. And it completed my Legal Eagles set.
Yay!
So I got 25 XP point. So I got excited and bought another one, Minnow Pond. But I thought, roll the dice. I've just been given 30 donuts and there's 6 donuts each.
This is how lottery scratch cards work.
Got another 30 donuts. I've now got 60 donuts and a character worth 90 donuts. So I went again. Lard Lad, 110 donuts that's worth.
So now do you have 2 Lard Lads?
No, because I've got the one that came in the Halloween thing. I never bought Lard Lad. I only had the broken down one.
Oh, wow.
The cult of Lard Lad, whatever.
Because that's such an old piece as well. Like, I wouldn't have thought that you had that.
No, I never bought it because it's 110 donuts, and that's a lot of donuts to be spending. I then decided, because I'd been given 60 free donuts, and I'd only spent, like, so I'd got 60 donuts, which means I could probably play about 10 times. I then got a bomb shelter, the itching scratchy signboard,
holy
a
cow.
Clav Clash stand, Charmer's car, and a Channel 6 news van before I went, they're not going to give me any more donuts.
And did you have me?
I should stop playing.
Did you have any of those pieces already? Now have you kind of like doubled up?
The only ones I had were the Clav Clash stand and the Channel 6 news van and the bomb shelter.
So you've made out pretty well on that.
Yeah, I mean, I had the minnow pond already, but like they're always nice for a little decoration if you put them in like a wooded area or something. You know, they can always, they always add a little bit of pizzazz, I think, to something. But to quite frankly, to get 60 free donuts and a character worth 90 and a building worth 110, that's not a bad game.
Yeah, I think you're a lucky guy. You're leaving the casino with, you know, a pretty good haul.
Yeah, well, this is why I text you and said, give it a go. Did you give it a go? Did you
I
buy it?
I did, and I got a couple things that I already had, and I was like, well, those are good premium items.
Yeah.
But it's like, those are maybe ones that I've already invested in. Like, I got a second Chalmers car and a second bomb shelter. But like,
you didn't get any donuts?
No, didn't get any donuts.
Maybe it's just there waiting for you. Will you buy? Would you buy one now?
Should I do one right now? Yeah,
let's do one right now. Premium. So, and I'm going to go online and so I can say these people's names because I think it's very rude of me not to be saying their names.
What.
Because they are bloody lovely. And if you're a fan of Tapped Out, it's worth getting involved with this forum online.
I'm worried that I'm going to get a funzo where I'm worried.
Come on, Mr. Burns. It's a nice little redesign as well of the premium box.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm opening the mystery box. I'm spending six donuts right now.
Spending the six donuts.
Okay, so I already had this. Channel 6 news van.
Boo.
But you know what? Now we have a second one. So I will put this as if like it's reporting here in the superhero city.
Having a roving reporter.
Yeah, there you go. So I've just plonked that down there. Just fine.
Okay, so here, big shout out to all the Tapped Out forum friends. Emma Char, big shout out for Emma Char because she's the one who's helped us set up our page. And yo, Darth Meow, Vanity, big shout out to Vanity because she's got Sexy Marge with her hair down as her avatar.
All right.
And of course, big shout out to Tim Allen. They're all.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for your help. It's great to actually be part of your little
community.
Your little community surrounded by Tapped Out. I'm glad to know that we are not alone, and I'm hoping you guys are actually listening to the podcast.
Now, can I ask, because something I've just leveled up. Are you at 51 yet?
Ooh, I might be. I don't know. I'm going to have to log back into Tapped Out.
Because you are so lax in your superhero.
Don't you call me lax.
You're so lax in your superhero chapter playing. That I don't think you're probably at 51 yet, but I am.
I don't think you're at
51. And you know what's come with the 51?
What?
You know what I'm building?
What?
Dr. Marvin Monroe's therapy center, and it comes with Dr. Marvin Monroe.
In that case, I am at 51 because I just didn't have the money to be able to buy that because I've been buying up land at the minute.
Ah, you're purchasing land. Can I go ahead? I'm going to broadcast that oh so satisfying noise that happens when the building is done being built, but you haven't yet clicked the check mark.
Do it.
All right, so...
Kaboom!
Yeah! There it is. Collecting my reward.
Kaboom!
Does anyone know who that is?
I love it. So it's Marvin Monroe I've got now. He comes saying, a cigar is never just a cigar.
Wow, was that a Bill Clinton reference?
Such a bad therapist he is. All the Freudian references. Oh, so he comes in the business owners category. So the only one I don't have so far is the sushi place owner. Who I can't remember his name right now.
Of course not, because you're a racist.
Is it like Akira? I think it might be something like Akira.
Racist.
I'm going to find out. All right, anyway.
I think now is the time for us to do incredibly bad Oriental accents.
Oh, that's why you're wrong, young Richard. Because my racist accent is so good. That's terrible. I'm no Margaret Cho. I am absolutely no Margaret Cho.
By the way, speaking of doing voices, I don't think on the last podcast, having listened back to it, I didn't give your Bouvier impression enough kudos.
The credit
because
that it was due.
I was looking at you whilst you're doing it. I should have closed my eyes because, God damn it, when you listen to it, actually pretty goddamn spot on.
Sometimes I think I'm part Bouvier.
I should have got down on my hands and knees and worshipped you.
I'm the third twin. It's like Selma, Patty, and Kate.
How bad would it be naming your child after a burger bun meat?
Patty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Peppermint Patty.
Hey, Peppermint Patty. Right, so you are you haven't bought the Marvin Monroe thing yet because I'm saving up for it now. Here's the thing. I do that thing now, that lazy thing where it's like I rarely send all my guys on missions because like I'm just too lazy to do it all. And so it's when you actually need to buy something again where I'm like, oh, crap, put your back into it. And like I send all the guys on missions so I can get money and I can buy the thing. So I'm trying not to put myself in that position anymore, but it's a challenge. Somebody recommended a great idea. They tweeted it into us.
I'm going to find them now. I'm going to get on the old Twitter box.
Which more or less would be a feature that basically at one touch, you could collect all your kind of monies from the buildings.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good idea.
Harvest that shit up.
Yeah.
And there's also somebody has suggested... who demand 29? Who demand 29 suggested buying some having a button where you can collect it all. But I think that's a great idea, who demand 29.
Brilliant. Although I think he also suggested that maybe like you'd have to pay donuts to do that. I don't think I would pay a donut for it, but I would pay donuts to have that like mechanism.
I don't think you should have to pay donuts for a mechanism. I think that's wrong. I think they should add the mechanism. We're level 51s for fuck's sake.
Yeah, maybe we've been playing for 2 50. Years.
Because on the Tapped Out forum, somebody also put forward the idea that there should be a mechanism whereby you can set all of your characters to do a task.
Like a certain time task, 8 hour tasks.
The problem is not every character has like a 24 hour task.
Yeah.
Which is something I need to get on because I need to start talking about things that annoy me about this game. And one thing that annoys me about this game is having characters that have time specific tasks that are related to that having another character as well. Like, yeah. I want to set all my characters on 24 hours and just leave them fucking to it.
Or, like, the thing about that one is,
Artie Ziff can only do a 24-hour task if Marge Simpson's available.
Is available.
That is cutting my money in half.
Or what I would like to see is because I sort of forget the tasks that are interlinked.
Uh-huh.
And so by the time I set Marge to do a task, by the time Artie Ziff comes up, I'm like, oh, God, I could have made them like chasing each other around, which is sort of fun. So like it
Mr.
would be nice.
Mr. Teeny has one task. It's 12 hours long and it relies on you having Krusty. But Mr. Teeny and Krusty in your little list button at the top are so far apart that you always forget it. And he's the only animal that actually has a bloody task.
Why no, Jub-Jub does.
Jub-Jub
does.
But
he gets cut off.
And so does Stampy. Yeah. Sorry, I'm making chapter out
of errors. First of all. But yeah, I just wish that they were sort of like reverse linked so that like on Artie Ziff's task where it's like 24 hours, it also showed up on Marge. So like on her list of tasks, you could also do the Artie Ziff thing by pressing her first.
But I don't want to set two characters to one task for 24 hours.
You get more money sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, because like, well, maybe not more than them each doing their thing independently, but certainly more than like just...
It just annoys me. I just want to be able to set all my characters to do a task at the same
time. Well, put it on the forums because they do, the EA designers do read those forums and stuff and they see what
they
people are talking
about. They
better
be bloody listening to this podcast.
They should be listening to this podcast. We love you.
Dear EA designers, we really appreciate all the hard work you do. But can you please put in a button so we can set all the characters who have a 24-hour task to that 24-hour task? And can you put in another button that means you can harvest all the money? Because there's so much time I have to spend going around my Springfield now.
You know what I bought?
What did you buy?
I bought the Bart Cave because I had to have it.
You had to have it, didn't
you? Because I'm such a superhero nerd that...
Like, yeah.
I bought Radioactive Man's Beach House.
Ooh.
I had to choose between...
It looks really nicely designed.
He's got a task attached to it, which is sort of cool. It is nice
animation. Okay, what's the animation?
The animation basically is he goes into it and, you know, you see kind of like the elevators move up and down and he goes to like the top of the roof and he's on the top of the roof. So he's like doing the task on the roof,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. They also had like the floating station thing and that was expensive like this was. But obviously, I could only pick one. So
yeah.
I went onto a forum, and like the ones that tell you like what to spend your donuts on. And I think this one edged the other one just a little bit. And I was like, okay, I'll get that. What nerds? We are very, very considered nerds.
We are indeed. We have to think about this incredibly detailed. There is one thing I wanted to say. You know how I said I got Lard Lad donuts for as part of my mystery box?
I do know that.
I am monumentally proud of where I've put him and what I've done with him.
Let me see it. Whoa!
It works so well. What I've done, dear listener, is I have the magnifying glass. And most of the times when you go to other people's Springfields, you'll see that the magnifying glass is burning the tire fire. It's like saying, like, I found that if you position them correctly, the point of the magnifying glass that does the burning will fit perfectly into Lard Lad's crotch.
Which is great. I mean,
and it looks like I'm toasting his nuts.
Man,
your donuts are being toasted, Lard Lad.
You're frying those cakes.
I am indeed.
Sure.
Yeah, it's really good placement. I'm also just nosing around at your Springfield. You have the Rigelian or Rigelian tree.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I've got some of the bushes and stuff.
I like the Rigelian tree because the Rigelian tree fits into my categories of things in Simpsons Tapped Out that either look like penises or vaginas.
I like also
that... And that is a combination of the both, because it's got a vagina in the trunk and it's got penises for tentacles.
You've got a lot of the Rigelian stuff together, which is nice, as do I. But I like that you have yours gated off.
Oh, yeah, it needs to be. You can't have kids wandering into the Rigelian queen's lair.
Well, I have mine like over where like hillbilly shit is, because that's where spaceships go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's who gets abducted is like hillbillies and rednecks. But it's nice that it's blocked off.
I've also been doing a lot of redecorating in certain areas recently. I've changed my Simpsons house kind of layout. I've cleaned it up a little bit.
Their yard is huge.
Yeah.
Does it bother you that they don't like live like right next door to Flanders? Because for me, I'm like, I want to see Homer. In fact, that should be a task where he's like, you know, like looking over the fence or something like that.
Definitely need it.
Make Homer
borrowing his mower.
I was just going to say that. Make Homer borrow the mower.
That would be a great one. But no, I deliberately made sure, because I know Homer dislikes Flanders, so I deliberately made sure that Homer and Flanders live nowhere near each other. Because I made this with Homer in mind.
I guess it's your Springfield, isn't it? Yeah, so it is. There you go.
Yeah.
What
else have I done? Oh, I finally figured out what I wanted to do with the Radioactive Man statue.
What'd you do with it?
I put him in a little reclamation place by the beach.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Kind of works. I still haven't... I've got some plans. You see, the thing is, I've got the National Bank of Springfield, but that needs to be in my shopping and business district, and I haven't really got space for it anywhere. So what I'm going to do is I've got... Just because of where it came when I had all the stuff in the game, I've got like Frink's lab and Frink's workshop and the crashed spaceship with the laser, and then the gold spaceship and the laser that works and fires when you press on it.
Yeah, which is great. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. Pew, pew.
Yeah, pew, pew. That is all right by where I've got my Quickie Mart and all my shops and some restaurants. I'm going to take that chunk out and move it to the bottom. And then I'm going to create a little area where I'm going to have my National Bank of Springfield. It's going to be nice and protected right near the statue of Vishnu, which for some reason I've got on an island in the middle of... I love water! I can't help it!
I know. Well, the water features are nice. I just... With that bonus Chalmers car I got,
yeah.
I just put it in front of the all-night gym because I thought Chalmers is the kind of guy that would go to that gym and work out.
He's that calisthenics class. I bet he's got a picture of Springer's face.
Yeah. On the punch bag.
Yeah.
So I've done that. What else
Skinner,
have I done?
Skinner, not Springer, Richard.
I had to move, you know, Lisa's castle. The fantasy castle, not the nerd castle.
I had to move those as well, but I keep them all together.
What's it called? It's not Eternia, it's Equalia. So I moved her Equalia castle like over to the other side of the lair.
I haven't got that castle.
Because I wanted Radioactive's man, his beachfront property, to be actually on the beach. And the castle was here, so I swapped it out.
You
I
needed,
was like, all right, well,
needed to move it away.
Her castle doesn't have to be beachfront. Her castle could be mountainous, which is why it's now near the mountains.
Mm.
But yeah, we've got that.
Let's have a look. Anything like that? Yeah, see, Lisa again could be said to have a castle that's full of dicks.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. There's more. Yeah, that's a penis stylings right there. I put all my castles together and then the mental institution. And then I've got the log cabin, the ski resort, the Stonecutter's daycare and the Stonecutter buildings, then the power plant. And then it goes into sort of like woodsy hillbilly territory where
What did you do with your superhero stuff?
Okay, so...
Like the Halls of Justice or whatever it is.
I made it like its own little block.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like near normal Springfield, but then like its
is
own little block.
Is that the courthouse?
Yes, so the courthouse,
so
town hall.
The justice dispensers near the...
Exactly.
The justice makers.
And the only thing that is sort of separated from it is over by my parkland and sort of near the Krusty Land Studios... I have a Radioactive Man's kind of like rich person house.
Yeah.
And then also, where have I put his, oh, there it is. By the exploded brown house where he died.
Okay.
Which is that right there, is where I put his statue, his kind of like building site
How
for the statue.
Your statue is nice and fresh. Yeah,
you can change the status of it.
Really?
Tap on it. That's a cool feature of it, is you can change how it looks. And there's like seven
Oh, why did no one tell me this? Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
It's pretty boss, isn't it?
That's really good feature. Boss.
And it's like six of the superhero characters work on it. So you can send like the superhero characters to like practice fighting on it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which is really great.
Oh, yeah, but they're only like 4 hour long missions. I'm all about the long missions.
I think they're like 10. I think it's like a 10 hour mission.
Yeah, well, you see, it shows how much
I know. You've done a lot of talking out your ass today, Richard. You need to get your game.
All I ever do is talk out my ass.
You get in here with these donuts, and I'm like, this guy is ready to be serious. And then you're just like, there's no animal missions. Oh, hey, speaking of animals, you remember how I nuked my town?
Yeah.
I don't know where my Stuart Duck is now. He's gone. Like,
you lost.
I had Stuart Duck, and in fact, like, you know how you get Stuart Duck with friendship points.
Yeah.
And like, it's still showing in my friendship points that like that's a prize that I attained. But like, he's nowhere. Like, he's not in my box to put out again. And like,
you ain't got no duck in your box.
I've got no duck in my box. This is a duckless wonder.
Oh dear.
This box. So, if anybody's listening,
someone's gonna have to pay for that.
Where's my Stuart Duck, you guys? Because yeah. I have the option to nuke it, but you shouldn't lose items in the nuking.
Yeah, so tweet us. If you want her out the box, it's Xena. If you want her in the box, it's Lucy Lawless. And finish it with a hashtag, Where's Stuart?
Also, that thing, you shouldn't lose things when you nuke them. That's what America thought when they first used nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
But we're wrong. Nuclear war is bad. Yes. The consequence of my violence was the loss of Stuart Duck. He's a brave warrior.
Hold on, let's drink one time for a lost
212
for a lost duck. 212. Poor goddamn duck, we hardly knew him.
Right, so let's move on to a feature, shall we?
I think we should.
I think we should tear the bits, or roast, or celebrate somebody's Springfield. Is it time to go on a Springfield trip?
It might be time to go on Springfield trip!
Springfield!
New York!
New York is that away, man!
Thanks, kid!
It's a hell of a town!
Okay, this is the section of the show that we call Springfield Trip, where we look at other people's Springfields, rate them, roast them, say what we like, say what we dislike. And today we've gone to a mutual friend of ours,
the wonderful Jonathan Mayer. Now, if you don't know him, he is a comedian local to Manchester, although he gigs all over the UK.
Fantastic comedian.
To be honest, he'd probably gig anywhere that would have him. But he's one of the nicest guys. He is Campus Christmas. And if you've watched The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt,
yes,
he is basically like the black guy in that, except he's a lighter shade of brown.
Yes, he is. He's a bit more mocha than,
yeah, he's a bit
than
more
a black
mocha
coffee.
Than black. But he's wonderful and lovely and funny and exciting to watch.
His Springfield name, if you're not friends with him on Facebook, is H.R.H. Argyle.
So that's like His Royal Highness Argyle. So
actually, Her Royal Highness.
Her Royal
with
Highness.
Jonathan.
Royal Highness Argyle. Argyle is spelled A-R-G-Y-L-L for you American listeners.
Yes,
there.
It's spelt in the incredibly inbred royal family way.
So we have both entered Jonathan Springfield here, and I have to say,
I wonder if he can feel our presence deep inside his Springfield.
Knowing
him, he probably can.
We're double-teaming his Springfield.
Where do we start with this absolute mess?
It's madness. Can I just say, the quote that I would like to apply to Jonathan Springfield is, roads, where we're going, we don't need roads. Because there are no freaking roads in this Springfield, except around a really ornate and probably expensive kind of moat before his event castles, you know,
yeah,
that
the
D&D event.
The medieval castles, which he's put stone walls in as well.
He's put stone walls, and also, like, it's
surrounded by
pumpkin patches.
But my favorite thing about it is surrounded by pumpkin patches that, it, like, kind of makes sense. It's all good. And then at some points, just going to slap things in anywhere, like up in the top right-hand corner. There's just one pumpkin patch that, like, oh, I can't fit it in there, so I'll just move it one along.
Also,
Jonathan, I think the phrase for Jonathan's Springfield is that can go there, and that can go there, and that can go there.
Oh, and now I'm done.
Oh, I'm done.
He's also one of these weirdos that instead of cleaning up trash, stacks it.
What has he done?
You know, it's like there's a whole pile over here of broken windows. There's a pile of the nuclear barrels. There's a pile of kegs and a pile of like the plutonium rods.
The kegs are in a perfect square.
And it's like, what makes you move them instead of getting Lisa and Homer to pick them up? Because to be honest, under a lot of that rubbish is free donuts.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think he knows that.
I wonder if there are people that forget that that's one of their tasks that they can do. It takes 6 seconds, so it takes zero time to remove trash.
I know, but it does become a bit time consuming. I've also seen some people place them with the tire yard to create like a junkyard area. Have you seen his little romantic spot that he built with the restaurant?
Or I thought maybe there was just a little island that currently Dr. Hibbert and Wolfcastle are on.
He's got two little islands. No, where the rubbish is. Just go up slightly from it.
Okay, well, Town Hall is looking pretty. Oh, yeah, look at that.
That's his romantic dining area.
Another place
and
that has roads.
I remember he actually tweeted out about when he finally got Marge and Homer to take their, you know, when they had the romantic walk.
Aww.
Task.
He put
when
one
Artie
of...
Zit, during Artie Ziff's...
entrance.
Yeah.
He put one of the Rigelian huts near the gym.
He's literally, the thing is, I think that your Springfield is a deep reflection of the inner workings of your mind.
Mm.
I really do. And knowing Jonathan like we know Jonathan, I think I can safely say this is one of the most perfect representations of Jonathan's mind.
There's buildings ever. That you couldn't even enter, like near the hospital, basically the post office is right in front of the skating rink. The school is right in front of the Adult Learning Center.
You are never getting into Channel 6 News.
No, Channel 6, like you
or
can't
the Adult Learning
the
Annex. Nobody can go skating because the post office is in front of it.
Johnny and Fiesta's, look, the Mexican place, has a hedge maze behind it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's not even a maze. It's just a mess of hedges. It's a mess of hedges.
He's still got Christmas lighting poles out. He's still got, like, by the Springfield Mall, the Christmas decorations.
Melted snowman in front of the school.
The Simpsons house has a burning bush in front of it. There's no road to get to the Simpsons house,
the
by the way.
The Z for Ziff Corp is nowhere near the Ziff Corp building.
To be honest, Stampy the elephant is wandering around, and this is actually the most sense Stampy has ever made because this place looks like a safari park.
It does look like
it's just grass and like bushes and like random buildings.
He's very carefully, which isn't surprising for a man as openly homosexual as he is, he's very carefully hidden the Springfield plow pan boobies. They are tucked away.
Oh yeah, he doesn't want to see those.
Nope.
The houses, there's a bit of like a Jonestown situation going over here with the houses. They're very conveniently located near some pumpkin patches.
Yet his stonecutter's lodge, perfectly neatly squared off, surrounded by a wall.
It's got like the features with it.
Everything stuck inside it. Yeah. But then next to it, two humans in the pink pods from the Rigelian.
Yeah, like those didn't go over near the Rigelian stuff.
Oh, he's building something. Mm. He's building something in the middle of nowhere. What's that about?
What level is he on right now?
Oh, and then look. He is 49. Obviously. And then look. He's got stuff. He's got rubbish.
Yeah, exactly.
Not picked up.
He's got some of that rubbish like packed away like really neatly. And then others is just like splattered around.
He's got so much land.
It's like, I don't know. I think he maybe just like takes pills and then does this. Is what happens.
I love the man, but there's so much about this that I understand it, and I like it in a way. It's really weird. There's something about it that I find...
His squid port is interesting. I mean, there's nothing totally wrong here, except like some buildings are sort of blocking other buildings. Like, that's just not the way it goes, Jonathan. That's just not how it goes.
That's not how we would do it, and that's not how our minds work. I like the fact that it's so... It's not even that it's messy, it's haphazard.
Yeah.
It's a jumble.
It's like some of it he really gives a shit about.
Yeah.
And then other bits, which surprised me, because like here's the Bulgari parody store, the Vulgari store, just in a patch of grass. Like no way that the shoppers would ever be able to locate it. You just walk through a field and then eventually you'll find a high-class crystal and jewelry store.
Yep.
Yeah, weird.
He's predominantly put our fudge right next to the entrance to his squid port. I'm not going to make any jokes about that.
He's got a lot of these little kind of like islands. You know, these little islands where basically people just go and stand on them. And
yeah, it's one square of road. Of road. In the middle of a bigger square of water.
It's very strange.
No, I don't know why he keeps doing that.
The Olmec head is near Ziff Corp. I don't know. Did Ziff Corp buy that? What's the story behind that? He kind of cares about his Springfield Buddhist temple because a lot of ponds, the minnow ponds and flowers are near it.
Oh, okay.
There's a melted snowman still in front of...
He's made a nice little thing about... he is a little bit zen, I suppose, is Jonathan.
Do I dare look at his Krustyland?
I think we're going to have to.
Does he even have one? Let's look for his Krustyland entrance.
I don't know.
The entrance point.
I'm gonna go out.
He has a shitload of land that he's not using. You know that he has like a ton of features tucked away in the box that he's just not put out.
Yeah, well, either that or he's just...
It's a man of secrets.
Okay. He's bought almost all of the land. Again, loads of land, but everything in his crusty land is kind of very concentrated in one little area, but doesn't look too bad. I mean, he's got like a row of hot dog popcorn stand, three strikes, ring toss. They're all in a line, and then there's...
Yeah, the Duff guys are in a line.
Duff
That's
guys
nice.
Are in a line.
To be honest, I think his Krustyland makes more sense than his Springfield.
To be honest, that's not particularly...
Because there's at least roads. Yeah. He's got Tavern on the Scream. Okay. He seems to have really kind of been smitten with Krustyland. I think he likes this. This is maybe Jonathan's kind of like spiritual home.
Oh, hold on. Sideshow Bob is walking through his Springfield. Got your Sideshow Bob.
Well done. You're a true friend.
I'm like, I am your rake.
Brilliant. All right, well, so I guess it's time to rate this. I mean, now knowing Jonathan, it's sort of hard because, you know, he is so endearing and, you know, you don't want to totally punish him, but this is...
You don't punish him.
This Springfield, I'd say, is... I think it gets 4.
Oh, wow. Quite low.
Yeah, because it's bonkers. It's like, as a town planner... fan, like, this makes no sense.
I know you've got I understand what you're saying. You've got to go from
where
this,
aesthetic
completely offends everything about your sensibilities. You told me off for having house farms and not giving them bloody their own
room
gardens.
To breathe. Yeah. I was like, this is, you know,
this you would look at and just be like, no,
it's just sort of like a tornado put everything down here.
I find this charming, but I think I find this charming because I know Jonathan. I think if I didn't know Jonathan, I would look at this and give it maybe a 3. But I think because I do know Jonathan and I know what he's like, and every time I look at it, it makes me laugh because it's somebody who has the attention span of an ADHD sparrow.
Yes,
it's just like, oh yeah, I'll do all this, and then, oh, look at that shiny thing, oh, back to Springfield, put it there. I'm gonna have to say 5.5.
What the fuck is the totem pole doing in front of Fat Tony's house? This is what I say when I open this one up. I go, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah, and I like that what the fuck factor. So because it's Jonathan, 5.5 donuts. If it wasn't Jonathan, I'd be 3.
Yeah, I was sticking with my original. Yeah, so that's what this was.
Maybe Fat Tony is an Indian chief.
He's got the, you know, the brown house, which is basically like poor people's house.
Been really racist,
what a dick. The brown house, which is like the poor person house.
Yeah.
Has like gates and flowers and stuff, and none of the other houses do. That's weird.
No, Jonathan's like that. I understand. You know, he's put gates just straight up in front of the White House behind it so they can't get into it. He's essentially got a gated community by just gating off a house.
One house.
So you can't go anywhere near it.
All right. Well, that's our review of this particular friend's Springfield.
Yeah.
This has been a good Springfield trip because I think the previous ones have been really, really...
They're very neat.
Super managed
we've
properties.
We've almost been fawning over them. Just kind of going, look how amazing they are. But thank you guys so much for listening. As always, please follow us on Twitter. We're @SpringfieldPod.
No, Skyfingerpod.
Oh, yeah, Skyfingerpod.
At Skyfingerpod.
At Skyfingerpod. I will be editing that so I don't sound like a dick.
What are you going to do about the rest of the show? Then
I'm going to cut you out of it.
Oh, man. He has all the power.
I do. I can make you sound like anything. I can change the pitch of your voice.
You can also befriend us on Tapped Out.
Please
you can
do.
Find our Springfield is Skyfingerpod.
Yes, we are.
And you can also
email
find
us.
Our personal
yes.
Tapped Out Springfields. I'm Kate McCabe 39 on Origins.
I'm Ruju 69 RWJ0069. And you can get in contact with us via email. Which is skyfingerpodcast@gmail.com.
Write in if you want us to roast your town, if you want us to be your friends,
yeah, please
and we'll
do.
Roast
add
your
us,
town.
Add us as friends.
Skyfingerpod.
Yeah. Add our Skyfingerpod Springfield. We will add you back. And other than that, please, guys, tell your friends who play Tapped Out about the podcast. And join up to the forum, www.tapped-out.co.uk. It's a Tapped Out forum for people like us. Who...
And next week, we will be reviewing live.
Ooh, I know.
The Simpsons exhibition over in Liverpool.
I know. It's bizarre. It's an art exhibition based on The Simpsons, and it's over in Liverpool next week on the 17th.
Super duper.
Please go along if you can make it down. We're going to go down, have a look, and then do a live podcast from... the beautiful city of Liverpool.
Yay!
But as from now, thank you very much for listening to the internet's most niche podcast. I've been Rich Massaro.
I've been Kate McCabe.
Goodbye!
Bye!
Bye!